I mean, obviously a tough loss yesterday, you know, here in front of our fans. We're a football team. I thought our guys fought hard. You know, again, like I told the team today in our meeting, we're the only ones that can change the outcomes, you know, when we play. The attention to detail, make the plays that we get opportunities to make, make sure that we are holding each other accountable at all times. That's what's going to give us a chance to get this turn. At the same time, I know we all talk about how young our team is and all those things, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to get caught up in any of that. You know, I think our team is talented enough. We got to play smarter. We got to play harder. And I think our guys will do that. You know, I think the staff is trying to do everything they can to coach our guys and put them in the best position. I think our guys are going to work at it. And, again, it was one game yesterday. It was a tough game. It was against a division opponent who's a good football team. But I thought, you know, our guys hung in there and fought, and I thought we had a chance. We just wasn't able to make enough plays. And like I said yesterday, I give the credit to Pittsburgh. They made the plays when they had to make them. So we'll learn from this. We'll grow from it. And we'll get ready to pack a good team and go down to Baltimore and play a big game this week.
You talked about Sharp picking up sacks yesterday.
Uh-huh. You just got to show him, got to push him through it, and spend that time in practice and really emphasize it. The things that we got to get better at, we got to emphasize. You know, repetition is the mother of learning. You know, you just keep doing it and do it better and keep getting better at it, and he will. There's no question. I think he saw how, you know, that clock could speed up, you know, in real time, because that was real time yesterday. So I think he'll grow from that.
Does he have outlet guys when the downfield routes aren't working?
Oh, they're there. There was one time that he did not, you know, and to me that was a unit breakdown. You know, those things happen. But there was some opportunities there where he had a chance to get the ball out of his hands, and he could have.
When we talked to you, I think it was before that Tampa preseason game, exactly what you said was, this is how young quarterbacks get hurt. That, you know, that they hold the ball too long because they mm-hmm. don't know exactly what to do. So where is Kaiser?
He's not going to get hurt. He's not hurt.
No.
So
I'm saying, where is he in that development?
Well, I think he's going through it. I mean, again, there's a process that these guys go through, and he's in it. So I'm not surprised by what happened yesterday. Now is how fast can we get him on the other side of it? You know, that's the challenge, and I think we'll work through that. But, no, he this guy, like I said to you guys yesterday, he has the right feel. He understands things. He sees it. We speak the same kind of language that way. So I think he'll get to it and make those changes quicker. I do believe that.
Is there a throw or two or a decision he made that really stood out to you as positive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the ball that he threw to Ricardo, you know, up the seam was outstanding. And I think, you know, there was a couple underneath throws where everybody had worked through progression, like he got one down to Duke, you know, in the game, I thought was huge, you know. So it's those kind of things that he's doing. So it shows me that he's not just playing pick a guy and throw the ball to him. You know, he's working within our system, within our progressions, and getting the ball to the right people.
We're asking you about that internal clock frame. How did you feel about the windows that the receivers and the looks that they were giving him? Did you feel that there were some opportunities there that he missed, or you think you need a little more from that group?
Oh, I think it's we're all still a work in progress. You know, I think, again, just working together and playing together as a unit, I think that's just kind of where we are. I think it goes both ways. I think there's some throws he could have made better. I think there's some spaces that we could have been in better, you know. And again, that's what goes down in week one. So week two, hopefully, we can improve that.
I don't know if this is accurate, but it looked like when Duke Johnson lined up, it was pretty consistently at receiver, and that Matthew Days was your backup running back. Is Johnson now more or less a receiver?
No, you know, that was yesterday. That was that plan for that game. And it will change as we go. Duke is a very valuable member of our offensive football team in both phases, in a pass game and a run game.
When you broke down the film of Deshaun, was it in some ways even better, or are you even more encouraged, you know, about him as your quarterback than you may have been?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he, you know, again, at the end of the day, this young man gives us hope. You know, he gives you an opportunity to make plays. I mean, when I looked up, the game was 21-10. And here we are in the fourth quarter with a chance to win the game late in the game. and that's because of some plays he made. So that's what you expect out of your quarterback. And we're talking about a young rookie quarterback who's one of the youngest players in the league at that position. You know, so that's exciting for me. I think it's exciting for our organization. Now, that was one game. He's got to continue to grow and get better and continue to show improvement and progress week in and week out. But we played against a good football team yesterday. I wasn't, you know, somebody that just walked in and played against us. That was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I thought he represented himself well. Now, he just got to continue to get better.
A couple of times you like the communication and like him on the sideline. Can you kind of give us an idea what that means?
I think when he comes off the field and he's able to go back and regurgitate to me, you know, what he saw from a coverage standpoint and where guys should be and where his eyes and how his rhythm should have been. And I think that's outstanding, you know, and sometimes it comes straight from him to me instead of me having asked about it. And then just watching him encourage the defensive players, you know. The quarterback is got to do a great job in all three phases, not just offense. He runs the offense, but the defense plays for him. The special teams units play for him. And that's what you got to have. I mean, they got to believe that if we can get this guy back the ball, he's going to make plays for us and give us a chance to win. And that's how you start to really build a quarterback in the National Football League. But he has to be able to take on all those different roles, and that's the pressure of playing this position. And I think he's working through that and understanding how to make that happen.
You, using the two timeouts, what was going on there?
Yeah, I had made a decision because, you know, the clock, where the clock was. So I made a decision we're going to call timeout, you know, right after play. I already told the official. And so I walked away, and then all of a sudden the play happened. And then all of a sudden, the timeout's already happened. And so he called, and so I'm like, oh, gosh, because I know if I throw the challenge flag, it was a decision to be made. If I throw the flag, then all of a sudden I'm going to be out of timeouts entirely, because if you lose the challenge, you're done, okay? And so I felt we had a really good chance to win the challenge. I thought the ball came out. I still think the tip of the ball came out and hit the ground. I didn't think he had control all the way to the ground. Obviously, the officials did. Hey, I lost that one, you know? That happens. And so unfortunate, but that's what happened.
A couple other, just, did you think about kicking a field goal instead of going for the touchdown? Obviously it worked out, but I'm 4th-and-2.
No. No. We needed points. You know, it wasn't about getting within 8. I felt very comfortable. If we made it, we were going to do something good with the ball.
What about an onside kick after the touchdown when they had the penalty, so you're kicking off to the 50?
Right. I think we tried to bloop the ball. You know, we blooped it, and we just didn't kick it far enough. You know, that's what that was.
Did you need any changes on your punt protection unit after what happened on that play?
Well, I mean, obviously it was disappointing what happened. I don't think we need to make any changes. I think the communication and doing things right, the details of crossing the T's and dotting the I's is what it is. We can't make those kind of mistakes. And again, the guy who was – who did it, I'm sure he'll get that corrected. That's not what he's done thus far in his career.
I have any issue with – go ahead, Maggie.
What kind of baptism by fire is it for Deshaun to start his first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers and then have to go on the road and play the Ravens?
Here it is. It's tough. I mean, this is tough, but this is the National Football League. You know, he signed up for this, so you got to go. You know, we're going to play another good team in a good stadium. Obviously, they come off a big win yesterday, and it'd be loud, and it'd be rocking there in their stadium, and he's got to go handle that environment and handle it the right way.
Do you have any issue with the hit on Kizer when he slid?
I mean, they called it a personal foul. I don't have any issue that way. Obviously, we're not supposed to lead with our head as a defender, and he hit our guy in the head, and so they fouled him for it, and I don't know where it goes from there, you know. But again, I mean, they're going to protect our quarterback, and I think the officials did the best that they could at that time.
I know this is a better question for Greg on Friday, but since it's Monday, the big play, 2nd-and-12, Ben's at his 18, and he rushed 3 guys on that play. I think he had been doing that on occasion,
mm-hmm.
been effective.
Mm-hmm.
But all this talk about aggression and this new defense.
I think that our defense did some really good things, Tony. I mean, every now and then, I think these offenses, especially as good as that team is on offense, they're going to make some plays. You know, I think our defense held their own, you know, throughout this game. Pittsburgh is going to make one or two plays. I mean, they did. And obviously, Antonio Brown made a sensational play to put him in position to win the game. But I think our defense did an outstanding job all day. I mean, we're tip balls away from – there's a tip ball and the guy catches and runs 50 yards. There's a tip ball almost in the end zone, even on a touchdown. I mean, we're right there. We just got to finish those plays. And that's what I'm talking about as a football team, offensively, defensively, special teams. We got to finish those plays. I mean, we had a chance in this game to make something special happen. And that's why I said, I told the team, only us, we are the only guys that can do something about it. We got to make those plays when those opportunities come up.
Was that strategy kind of employed all day to flood the secondary?
I think it was on and off. You know, again, I mean, we have to do things to put our players in position to have success. And that's what our charge is as coaches. Do the best job we can, and our guys then got to go make those plays when they're there.
What did you think Derek Kindred had?
I'm sorry?
What kind of day did you think Derek Kindred had, and what have you seen from him since he came back?
I think he's done some good things. You know, obviously, the interception was huge. I thought he did a good job of making sure the ball didn't go over our heads. You know, him and Jabril both. You know, I think those guys all back there did a good job that way. But, you know, again, we couldn't limit Antonio. Antonio made a lot of plays. So it's something that as we go, I mean, we're going to play some other receivers, maybe not to the caliber of him, but some good players at that position. There's more in this division, you know. We got to make sure that we are able to slow those guys down. But I think he's a key part of that because, again, we play on the top of guys to make sure the ball doesn't go over our head. And so Kendrick and Peppers, I think both those guys did some good things back there.
As you break down the film, what didn't work with the run game? Was it more of what they were doing or what you weren't doing, and what areas can you improve on to get that going?
I think it's a combination of both. I think a little bit was sometime what they were doing. I think sometime is what we were doing. And I think we just got to be a little bit more, you know, determined to do it. You know, I think as the game went on, you know, we had to make some other plays. I mean, in this league, I think we all get it. To score, you got to be able to throw the ball. You know, we say what we want. I want to run the ball as bad as anybody. I think you guys seen that in the first half. But also, I got to put our players in position to win. And I think what we have to do is we got to go back. We took a unit yesterday that played together for the first time. You know, all five guys playing together. That was Joe Petonio's coming out party. Okay, he finally played whole game. Okay, next to Joe Thomas, who finally played a whole game. You know, and then a center who's new, and a right guard who's new, and a right tackle who's new. So, again, let's not – I mean, I know everybody wants to jump on a running game right quickly, but that's kind of the nuts and bolts of who we are, and that might take a little time. But I suspect that it's going to turn the corner here real quickly, and we just got to stay after it.
Wide receivers, starters, Corey and Kenny, did you get what you needed out of both of them? Did you assess their –
Yeah, I think Corey made some plays, you know, obviously, and there was one huge one. We had him open down the field that we went the other way, you know, and those things will happen from time to time. You know, obviously, Kenny dropped the ball in the middle of the field, and I know that's what we all are talking about. I've seen players do that before, and we all have. I mean, I've had some of the great ones in this league drop balls. But, again, we can't do that to a young quarterback because he needs guys to make as many plays for him as they can in this situation. So I think Kenny gets that. You know, he knows that that's inexcusable. You know, he's got to make that play for the quarterback.
How was it that William, the new receiver, played and Sammy Coates didn't? Was it the practice week?
Yeah, I think it was practice week and the position and where we needed the help at and what the emphasis is and what we were trying to accomplish. That's all it was.
Antonio Brown catch, you thought it might not have been. The way the rules are now, do you even understand what a catch is anymore?
It's tough. We're gonna make sure we find out for sure because I do. I thought it was total possession to and through the ground. And I'm sure I seen the tip of the ball hit and kind of come out. That's what I saw, you know. And so I have to go with my gut, and that's why I threw the flag. And like I said, one of the officials said, now that's a good challenge. And then when it didn't go that way, he looked at me and go, oh, my gosh. You know, he felt the same way I did, you know. But that's, you know, I don't get any support from that. I mean, it just that's the way it is. So sometimes it is tough to know exactly what the rule is, but again, you know, that was one play in the game, a huge play in the game, but it didn't go our way. No, he's a tough guy. He wanted to go make a tackle. That's just Ben. No, I don't think so. No.
You know, you're talking about, you said inexcusable on that drop pass by Ben. Uh-huh. Well, he's He didn't play very well in the preseason either. So what's going on with that?
I'm talking about yesterday. I mean, all we can talk about is yesterday. Obviously, he dropped the ball. He's got to play better. It's just that simple. That's where we are.
So what have you seen from him that makes you think he could still be starting, I guess?
Well, let's see where we go this week. You know, let's see what we're doing this week. Let's find out. I mean, you're saying that he's starting this week. We don't know that. So let's see where we are this week and go from there.
It looked like you guys really used Bonnie Calhoun and at safety and at slot in a lot of different ways, put a lot on his plate. How did he respond to that?
He did a good job. I mean, I watched our defense tackle. I watched him do something yesterday I haven't seen here since I've been here. Just the violence of tackling the in the hole. You know, one time he made a sensational tackle, and I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, he filled the hole the way a safety is supposed to fill a hole, and that's exciting, you know, because, again, I think our guys over there are playing lights out. I think they're getting better. I think they're working at it, and I think it's a tough, tough game, and those guys are raising the level over there, and we got to keep doing that. We got to do that throughout our team, and I think that's where we're headed.
Good. Injury.
Kevin Zeitler. Kevin Zeitler has a thumb, and we'll work through that. I think everything's going to be okay. I do feel comfortable in saying that, but we'll see where it goes the rest of this week.
Thank you.